Santa Evita by Tomás Eloy Martínez has been a bestseller in Argentina and is now translated into English. Its first-person narrator is obsessed with the legacy of Eva Perón.
In this Middlesex county, in New Jersey, Evita is a familiar figure. But the story that people know about her is the one in the opera, the one by Tim Rice. Nobody, perhaps, knows who she really was. Most of them suppose that Argentina is a suburb of Guatemala City. But in my house, Evita floats about. Her wind blows there. She leaves her name in the fire every day. I write in the lap of her photographs. I see her with her hair in the wind on an April morning, or disguised as a sailor, posing for a cover of Sintonia magazine, or sweating in a mink coat, standing next to the dictator Francisco Franco in the iron summer of Madrid, or stretching her hands out toward the descamisados, or falling into Perón's arms with dark circles under her eyes, nothing but skin and bones. I ride in her lap, listening to the pathetic speeches of the last months of her life, or fleeing from these pages to look once more at videos of the films that nobody here has seen. So I go on, day after day, advancing along the razor-thin edge between what is mythical and what is true, slipping between the lights of what was not and the darknesses of what might have been. I lose myself in those walls, and she always finds me.